Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hasemich Sukkose Bekari Hamito. One builds a sukkah, and the schach, picture, let's say, a sukkah with three walls, and the schach is lined on the top. The schach would not be self-supported without the fact that there's a fourth wall, except the fourth wall is not part of the sukkah. The fourth wall is Kare Hamito. Means the person brings a bed. In those days, the beds had kari amita, like we have a headboard. They had a footboard also. So let's say a person takes his bed and he brings it up. That should be somewhat the wall of a sukkah, but even where it holds up the schach. Now, l'chayre, let that be a wall. What's the problem? The problem is that it's not oimid for that structure as a mokoyim, walls around with schach on top. So what it really is right now, this second, it's serving as a sukkah with walls and schach. But berega, it's very aradik, because berega that you pull away the bed, the whole schach comes tumbling in. So because of that, the Rishonim explain over here that the Tanakhama holds it's not a problem. Why? Because it's a dearest aray. But right now you have mechitzos and you have the schach on top. The fact that the kari hamita on the kabel tumo, what's the problem? Tfano is allowed to be made out of something that's mekabel tumah. It's only that limitation. It's only in the schach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im eini yichol lamed bifnei atzmo, if the schach cannot stand on its own without the bed post supporting it, psula. Why? Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosoi. Most of the Rishonim explain, it's really in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosoi that holds that a sukkah has to be diras kva. We had this in Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah Al-Ferek Alf. We had it another time also. And the halachah l'chayr is like the chacham. A sukkah l'malam yesu mamo is possible because that's the tzura of a diras kva. And even though we have different explanations over there, the concept is definitely true. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be oimid liois, roi liois, diras kva. This type of thing where the bedpost is standing there only temporarily is not. There's another hesber over here. The Gemara brings the questions whether it's l'halacha with major ramifications l'halacha. And that is that Enoch and Ami, like we said, only the schach has to be kosher, has the limitation of being a dovash enim mekabel tumah. The walls are allowed to be made out of metal rods or anything that's mekabel tumah. But the schach still has to rest on top of something that's also something that's not mekabel tumah. We call this in the common sprach, it's called the maimid of the schach. It doesn't have a clear makar in the Gemara. Again, even according to this way of taking it, and that the pshat is Rabbi Yehuda saying, "Im eni yichel lamed bifnei atzma psula," because it's oimid, the maimid of the schach is something which is mekabel tumah. That psula l'chayr is only midrabbanon. It's not even clear if we pasuk in that way. It's not even clear if we pasuk in like that loshon. The Gemara and Chayshish for it, and it's not even clear if we pasuk in like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe that loch is like t'chacham. So because of that, it's really a chash rochuk. But Lamaisa is brought down Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Mechab and the Ramo in Tofresh Choftes Siv Zayin. The Mishabura has a long Arichus. We mentioned earlier in Perek Aleph that there's Tzirufim with other Kulois. Now, Rabbanim, that's the Sugya Maimid, Kiyadu, that the Chaznish was very Makbid on the Maimid. The Maimid, none of the Maimidim, even third or fourth level Maimidim, can be made out of a Dovashem and a Kabbal Tom. Sukkah Hamiduv Leles, Vishetzilosa Meruba Mechamosa. These two cases are create a different din. Let's explain both of them together. Person could have schach, and we know, we learned already in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that there's halacha that you have to have tziloso meruba mechamoso. Actually, to be more accurate, the Mishnah over there says that chamoso meruba mitziloso is possible. It's mashma that it was exactly 50-50 would be kosher. Here the Mishnah says tziloso meruba mechamoso is ksheiro. It would be mashma that 50-50 is possible. We'll have to be amen on that dig. It's a kasha of tesis. The din over here that we're referring to, sukkim duvlelas. Duvlelas is an interesting word. It's like a lashon of mavulbul. What it means is that the schach is not on a straight line. The schach is sort of haphazard, where let's say picture one bamboo pole flat on the schach, on the roof. And then the other one is like the schach is not so straight. Maybe it's not a bamboo pole, so it's something that sticks up where most of it is in the ear, and it's like sort of on a different level. It's an inch above where the other bamboo pole is. The next one is down, equidistant. There's one, and 3 and 5 and 7 is the way the Rosh Hashanah explains it. It's like each other piece are flat, and then the other pieces stick up. What that does is it creates a certain amount of airspace, and Mamela, plenty of sun, when the sun is on a side angle, could get into the sukkah. So you're actually going to have a very unprotected from the sun. You're going to have a chamsa meruba mitzilasa sukkah. Afilu hachi, the reason why it's kosher, is we're talking about that the different poles, the different pieces of schach, are not removed from each other to a height of 3 tvachim. So since they're all within 3 tvachim, you can look at it as lovud. In terms of one cover, you can see it as all one flat level. Now, it happens to be, practically, it's letting in too much sun. The reason why it's not possible is because if the sun would be directly overhead, it would be protected. The fact that also most of the day the sun is either coming from the east or coming from the west, and because of that, most of the day this sukkah will be unprotected, but it's still be'etzim defined as a mokoim that has tzilasim rubim mechamosa. The second case in the Mishnah of tzilasim rubim mechamosa refers to a sukkah that has a drop more tzel than chama. It does have spaces, but since it has a drop more, so it's kosher. There's really two different dinim going on over here. The first din is that we see the sukkah that's going up and down in either direction. We see it as one flat level, and because of that, be'etzem, it's defined as tzilosim rubim chamasa, even though most of the day, practically on the floor space of the sukkah, it's chamsim rubim tzilosa. The second case is tzilosim rubim chamasa by his breath, and that's enough. Now, the fact that it's tzilosim rubim chamasa, so that we explain this in Perek Aleph, but the way the Tosfos says it is that if it would be exactly 50-50, it would let in more sun. That's just the nature of how sun retracts through shade. So it would let in more than 50, it would be possible. So in essence, be'etzem, the din is that it should be tzilsor kichamosa, should be kosher, mitzad the ear space. But since it practically lets in more space, more sun from above, so mel would be possible, that's why we need tzilosim rubim mechamosa. The knetcha over here in Lomdus is that the Mefarshim point out, Kiveg and others point out that, like we said, the reason why the schach by Sukkah and Duvlalus is kosher is because we look at it as all one level, one layer, because of Lovud. Not to say that Lovud takes care of the problem of Chamsim and Tzilosa. Moshe, let's say you would have pieces of schach at intervals, and between each piece of schach to the next one, there's less than 3 tvachim. Lamaisa, it's chamsim rubim tzilosa, it's possible. That's a psul b'fnasma. It doesn't make a difference. Lovud's not going to solve that. It's only over here because be'etzem from the top, it is mesuchach b'roiv. It is tzilsim rubim chamosa. It's only from the sides. So for that, we see that not as a problem because we look at it be'etzem as one layer. Be'etzem, if it's one layer, the fact that practically a lot of the day the sun gets in is not a problem. But it has to be defined b'cheftza as one level layer, and that you have altzlovud. This is the way the Mefarshim explained. Hamu'uba kimin bayis. This is the opposite extreme. You have schach that's so thick that your mamish can't see out. It's a famous, it sounds like it's b'di'evit. That means be'etzem, the way the schach should be made somewhat diras araydik. You look in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, Siv Gimel, it sounds like it comes from Yerushalmi, that taket shouldn't be that thick. There are those that want a taina, Mishnah Berurah brings in Sivkot and Vov over there, that if the schach is so thick, that not only can't you see the stars, but doesn't even let in a drop of rain, there you have Xerias Bias. Remember we had by Nisorim, where it's Mamish Tikra, that even though it's made out of good material for schach, but it's so thick that it's been done into a regular roof of the house. Could be that there's a level where it gets to that point. But that's certainly only with the Rabban that's a problem. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isa sukase b'roisho agolo o b'roisho ha'svina. On top of a wagon. A wagon is transport. It goes from place to place. O b'roisho ha'svina, or on top of a boat. The tzad ha'shova between these two is that there's going to be, eventually, the sukkah is going to get very shaky. Transported from place to place, it might at some point tip over. Beresh Hasfin also, even though right now it's standing pretty sturdily, but storms come and they could knock it over. The halacha is still kshera, Va'olimbo biyamtiv. Now, there's no reason why not olimbo biyamtiv. Why not? It, the Mishnah only says this agav the sefer. Beroisho ilon, if it's on top of a tree, you have a tree house. You put tzrach. Oya agave gomel. A person climbs on a gomel. He's going across the Sahara Desert. So he puts walls and he puts tzrach on top of the chur. It should be good. Kshair, even though it's not the sturdiest and it shakes, that's fine. That's not a problem. It's a dirus arai. But meina lobi yomtiv. Now the chayra, meina lobi yomtiv is the chayra incidental. It's not shaykh the hilka sukkah. That's like saying a person has a sukkah and it's behind the fence that he's going to have to break open. So he's not going to be able to get in because he can't break the fence on yomtiv. That's not part of hilka sukkah. That's just the halacha. Hilcha Shabbos, Hilcha Yomtiv, you can't break through the fence. Why does the Mishnah have to say this? So the Gemara brings a shita that taka chaylik, that a sukkah that you can't go on, even al tzegzeri der rabbanon on Yomtiv, you can't climb on a behemoth, you can't climb up a tree on Yomtiv, these are gzeris. Because of that, it, since it's not roi for Yomtiv, it doesn't have the kiyum of what the Torah calls in Parshas Re'eh, chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cho shivas yomim. It's not a sukkah ha-ru'il l'shivas yomim. A chiddush, even though the ainer ruuya is the ainer ruuya mitzad din the rabbonon, afilo hochi, there's a tana of the braisa that holds that that's mafkia the ki mitzvah on a rabbonon level that you're not mekayim the din of shivas yomim. It has to be a sukkah that's even the shivas yomim. That means that a sukkah is not just pieces of wood, and you eat it you mekayim a mitzvah. The Rambam gives a hagdoma to mitzvah sukkah before he tells you that with what you mekayim the mitzvah, chila, shtiyo, lino, tiul, v'chule, the Rambam adds, what's mitzvah sukkah? Mitzvah sukkah means for a person to be yotza mibeisa, diras kva, and he goes into a diras are. He's kevea odom kevea beisa shivas yomim, he's living in the sukkah. Now how could you do that if you can't walk in Leilas Kaddish Chag? This is where you're living for the next week? So it's a very reasonable, based on our understanding, that for sukkahs, what means is you're going out of your house, and you're now, your new address, for the your new residence for the next week is in your sukkah outside. If you can't be there on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, what type of sukkah is that? So it would be a very good reason to pass it. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't. Now, the real truth of the matter is that it could very well be, and this is why some of the Mepharshim explain, is that the only reason why Yitaka don't have this psul is not because the concept is not true, but because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon. Going up Al-Gabi Ilon or Al-Gabi Behema is only an Issa D'Rabbanon. Does an Issa D'Rabbanon take away from the shame Roy L'Shivas Yom D'Raisa? Because L'Maisa, you, Yankel, you can't go. Once Chazal was Goyzer 3,000 years ago, you can't go into that Sukkah for 7 days. So that's called Mid'Raisa, Sukkah Sheni Roy L'Shivas Yom. This is one of the examples where we have to ask ourselves if Hagdorois and Isurim D'Rabbanon are mafkia din deraisa. For instance, if you have Isuri Hanod derabonon, could you be Mekadosh an Isha? Would the Kiddushin be Midaraisa? It's not Isuri Hanod. So would we say that the fact that it's Isuri Hanod derabonon take away from its ability, even on a deraisa level, a Kaddish Isha? Conversely, if a person makes a Kinyan which is derabonon, would we say that that's now his, even on a deraisa level, Gabi Lochem, Gabi Lulav? This is a Chakira that Rabbi Seinu Achrenim discuss in 20 different places in 20 different settings. So this is one of them. Shah HaMelech has a Gansai Rechus L'Gabi Desugya. The Malay HaRoyim in the Gemara over here has, on this Gemara, has this Nidon. Tzlach also talks about it. Now we have Halacha, which is L'Chayra more Hilchus Shabbos Dik and Hilchus Yom Tov Dik than really a Halacha in Sukkah. Shtayim Bo'ilon V'Achaz B'Deodom. We're talking about a tree house, and you're supporting a good chelik of the sukkah on the ilon. That means like this. Two of the walls of the sukkah, the schach on top, are on the walls. Two of the walls are firmly on the tree. So you're using the tree. The achs of the other, the third wall, are stilts that go down till the ground. So in one way, there's part of it that's resting firmly on the ground. It shouldn't be a problem to climb up on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But since most of the sukkah, more accurately, the walls that you need for mitzvah sukkah are resting on the ilon, so there that goes into the gzera of not using an ilon, not climbing or not using an ilon on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The same thing is true, shtayim bidei odom, v'achas bi ilon, even if two walls are bidei odom. It's only the third wall that's resting on the tree. A person has two walls, like zu keneged zu, like parallel walls. And the third wall is resting on a tree. And that covers the third side of the sukkah. The schach is resting on all three. Ksheira. They're all kosher, but ain't nothing love yamtiv. There's a halacha of, that's called, you're using the tree on yamtiv. However, sholosh bidei adam, if three walls are resting on the ground, va'achas bilam, the fourth wall is resting on the tree, ksheira. Va'ayin love yamtiv, there you're allowed to put it, there you're allowed to even climb in, even though be'etzem, you're now sitting in something that's being supported by partly by the tree. Why? Should be obvious. A sukkah only needs three walls. Zeh haklal. Kol shenitel lo ilum v'yichel lam v'fnei atzma. Take away the tree, and the sukkah could stand ba'ifin ha'kosher by itself. K'sheira v'en lo b'yantiv. So this is really just a definition of where's called that you're using the tree. Wherever your mitzvah sukkah is necessitates using the tree, that's called yitaka using the tree. That's the din that's mavur over here.